Hey, this is Sheila.
Yes, hello, Sheila. Good morning. My name is Yvonne. I'm returning callbacks. How can I help you this morning?
I want to make sure that my membership was canceled. And I spoke to someone, I don't know, probably a few days ago, because it showed that I had another pending debit from my account.
And what's your name?
Sheila Whitman, Whitman.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Could you give me your zip code, please?
Well, I have two. It's probably under 34240, actually.
40. Okay, hold on just one moment, please.
Sure.
While I pull up your account, thank you for waiting. I'm still looking right here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for waiting. Could you verify your address for me, please?
It's 7125 Fruitville Road.
Say the address again, ma'am.
7125. Oh, you know what? I thought I was ordering something, so I was having it sent to my daughter. So it's 1641 Jewel Drive.
Okay, I was just going to say. Thank you for verifying. Just give me a moment for your account to come up.
Okay.
I'm still here, still loading, I guess. It's running slow, the computer. Okay.
Yeah,
what charge you did you see here? Go ahead.
Two charges, $56.95, I think, was the total.
Okay, that's the new charge you're seeing on your account?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you did have the account canceled?
I called in a few weeks ago when I saw that was pending.
Uh-huh.
It said bank account, and I was trying to cancel it. But the person I talked to wasn't real helpful. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Let me check and make sure if it's there, if they did or they didn't, so we'll know for sure. So.
Yeah, it's cleared my account. I just checked it.
Yes, it did. It did say approval, but I was just checking anyway. So the account is still open.
All right, so
Sheila.
Yes.
Okay, so you would want the account canceled, ma'am?
I do want that account canceled. I am working with my bank to get my money back.
You're already in dispute with the bank?
Yes, I am, because the lady I talked to prior was absolutely no help.
Okay. So hold on just one moment. Wow. Okay. So this on 1031 there was a $7.95 shipping and handling for KitchenAid.
Yeah, and I thought The way the ad ran, of course it was online, the way the ad ran, it was like a clearance item. You could get it for $7.99. So that's what I thought I was getting.
Okay.
Which I received anything, obviously. So I paid $7.99, and I've paid $15.95 twice now. And I was trying to explain that to the when I called in earlier. Yeah.
Well, and the reason the $7.95 was paid for the shipping handling of this kitchenware, it was in a exclusive sweepstake, Sheila. Once you paid the $7.95 for the shipping, and what it did was enter you into a discount membership of this. You were given a welcoming gift. You were supposed to receive a voucher for $125 every month, long as your account is open. So the account is still open; it hadn't been canceled. So they charged you the $56.95. And as far as the kitchenware, you have not received it because it was in a sweepstakes. Someone has to call you from the sweepstakes and verify to you that you are the winner of this kitchen. The pots and pans that you did for the $7.95. So they have to let you know that you are the winner of it. It's like, well, like a contest or anything. You have to be notified that you're the winner of this kitchen set. So it's not going to be sent to you until you know, or they contact you and let you know. So what I can do for the $56.95, you said your bank is disputing that amount.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, Sheila, I will cancel your account.
Thank you.
So you don't receive any more charges.
All right.
Okay. Give me 1 minute, please, to cancel this for you. It was not shipped.
First, I'm going to start driving up to get vinyl.
Okay. So. So it's showing this is a custom price of $56.95. Okay. So let me cancel this for you right now. So nothing was shipped to you.
Yeah, I didn't receive a voucher. I haven't received a thing other than debits out of my account.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start my car, so it takes my phone just a few minutes to click over.
Okay.
So just, give me 1 second. I'm going to get this day started somehow. Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm almost finished.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. It just switched over. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, Sheila, I'm canceling your account. I just letting you know that you canceled the membership. I explained the sweepstakes to you why you didn't receive the kitchenware. And you told me that your bank is disputing the charges of $56.95 at this time. So what I had needed to let you know is that if they are, Sheila, you need to contact your bank and have them talk with us with the number you're using. To let us know their decision about the charge of the $56.95 on your account. But your account is closed.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Is that all I can do for you?
That is. So thank you very much.
Confirmation number. You have a pencil. I'm sorry. So you can have this.
Okay, hold on one second.
Uh-huh.
Let me
pencil, crayon, pen.
Yeah, basically. Okay, let me just pull in right here, and I can do this. Okay.
Okay.
All right, what's the confirmation number?
It's C as in Charles, 263-117-169.
Okay.
And you keep this with you, so when you go to your bank, they can show that your account has been canceled, but the charge hasn't, since you said they're going to take care of it or not. But they have to let us call us and let us know what their decision is. So if we're going to do refund you, or they're going to refund you. I'd like to thank you very much for calling customer support, and you have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.